Penguin Random House Audio presents Kokoro by Natsume Soseki. Translated with an introduction and notes by Meredith McKinney. Read for you by Kotaro Watanabe. With an introduction and notes read by Elizabeth Jessicki.
Introduction. Natsume Soseki's Kokoro was published in 1914, 2 years before his death at the age of 48. Soseki, even then widely acknowledged as Japan's leading novelist, was at the peak of his writing career, and Kokoro is unquestionably his greatest work. Today, it is considered one of Japan's great modern novels, known to every schoolchild and read by anyone serious about the nation's literature. The reasons for Kokoro's importance lie not in its literary quality alone. Soseki was a superb chronicler of his time, and Kokoro cannot be fully understood without some knowledge of the world from which it sprang. Japan's Meiji period, which ended with the Emperor Meiji's death in 1912, began in 1868 with the tumultuous overthrow of the old Tokugawa shogunate, which had ruled Japan unopposed for 250 years. The shift signalled far more than a change of power. Japan, under the Tokugawas, had been rigidly feudal and isolationist, a Confucian society cut off from the changes that were rapidly overtaking much of the rest of the world. Pressure from Western nations eager to expand their sphere of trade finally proved irresistible in 1853, when the commander of a U.S. squadron, Matthew Perry, anchored his black ships threateningly offshore and sent an ultimatum to Japan's ruling powers. Subsequent internal upheaval resulted in a new government that opened Japan's doors to the West and embraced the introduction of Western culture and technology. In the next 4 decades, Japan was utterly transformed. The Meiji period is synonymous with the fundamental transformation that set Japan on the road to becoming all that it is today. Such rapid change inevitably comes at a psychological cost, and this is what Soseki acutely documented in his finest novels. The dilemmas that he portrayed were deeply felt. Natsume Kinosuke, Soseki was his nom de plume, was born in 1867, the year before the Meiji era began, in what was still known as Edo, now Tokyo. The old Japan was his inheritance in more than birth. He was educated in the Chinese and Japanese classics and in the Confucian moral code, which Western concepts of individualism and individual rights were only just beginning to undermine. Kokoro's central character, the man referred to as Sensei, is of an age with Soseki, and his references to the importance of his old-fashioned moral education clearly reflect Soseki's own experience. For both, the Meiji period's embrace of Western individualism provoked irreconcilable inner conflicts that haunted them through life. Kokoro's Sensei shares other characteristics with Soseki as well. Family difficulties and alienation, a recurrent theme in many of Soseki's novels, played their part in his own early life. A late child of a large family, Soseki as an infant was formally adopted by a childless couple. His real family took him back only grudgingly when the couple divorced 9 years later. Adoption, which plays an important part in the story of Sensei's friend Kei in Kokoro, was common at the time. Continuing the family name was more important than maintaining blood ties. Soseki's own adoption was a sorry failure on every level, leaving him feeling unloved, isolated, and bitter. Like Kokoro's Sensei, Soseki, a bright student, attended the new university in Tokyo, where he specialized in English literature. Meiji-era Japan believed that foreign literature held the key to understanding the Western culture that it was then avidly embracing. And Soseki was part of the earliest generation to be trained in this important field. His education gave him elite status, and in 1900 the Japanese government selected him to spend 2 years studying in London. The intention was that he would increase the nation's cultural capital by bringing back a deeper understanding of the West. But Soseki was miserable in England, isolated and alienated from everything around him, which seems to have brought him close to nervous collapse. After his return to Japan, he took up prestigious teaching posts at the First National College and in the English Literature Department at Tokyo's Imperial University. To all appearances, he was set to rise to the top of his elite profession. But Soseki could revel in neither his status nor his success. Like Kokoro's sensei, he was an essentially introverted and retiring person. His nervous sensibility shrank from exposure to the everyday world, and the strain of teaching told badly on his nerves. Partly to soothe and entertain himself, he decided to try his hand at a light humorous novel, I Am a Cat, 1905. To his surprise, upon publication it achieved instant fame. A year later came two more novels, the immensely popular Bo-chan, 1906, as well as the beautiful haiku-style Kusamakura. At the age of 40, encouraged by the Asahi newspaper's guarantee to serialize any future work, Soseki took the audacious step of resigning from his teaching posts and devoting himself to his writing. His novels had moved from gently humorous anecdotes and observations of life to the more philosophical and experimental approach of Kusamakura, which maintains a delightful lightness of touch even as it engages thoughtfully and critically with Meiji Japan's transformations and its fraught relationship to Japan's past. But the mature works that now began to flow from his pen struck a new, more inward note. Soseki became increasingly focused on his contemporaries' quintessential experience, one that he himself felt acutely. The necessity to evolve a modern, individual sense of self and to cope with the new Meiji self's resultant problems, isolation, alienation, egotism, and profound dislocation from its cultural and moral inheritance. Soseki increasingly sought to portray for his readers not only the upheavals of their rapidly changing world, but the dilemmas and suffering of the contemporary psyche. These themes achieved their ultimate statement in the late novel Kokoro. It was both written and set in the first days of the new Taisho period, which began in 1912 with Meiji's death and the ascension of the new emperor. The moment of transition registered profoundly throughout Japan. The unnamed protagonist in the novel's long first section, Sensei and I, is a naive and earnest young man on the point of graduating from the Imperial University. He is one of the new generation's elite who will inherit the coming era. The focus of this section is his difficult and intense relationship with the older man he calls Sensei, whom we see through his puzzled and intrigued young eyes. Soseki himself would have known well the disconcerting role of Sensei to the worshipful young. Usually translated as teacher, Sensei is essentially a term of deep respect for one who knows. It implies a position of authority in relation to oneself that comes close to that of master and disciple. In strongly hierarchical Meiji society, Soseki, with his established position as a leading writer, naturally attracted a flock of eager young followers, many of whom would go on to become key literary figures of the Taisho period and beyond. We may all too easily imagine Soseki holding court in his role as sensei, registering private misgivings at the intensity of some of his disciples' devotion to him, and doubts about his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?